Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. It was a few weeks ago that we had Dr. Nunez with us, and you might remember him. He has a church there in Santo Domingo and the Dominican Republic, and also is involved in a ministry there that reaches Latin America. I'm going to give him a treat. I'm going to pull him out of his church, I'm going to pull him out of his ministry, and I'm going to send him on a deserted island so he can just read books. Dr. Nunez, are you ready for your trip?
Well, absolutely. Love to read, especially in a deserted island. So thank you for the opportunity.
Well, I'm going to send you off very quickly. But before you go, we need to know what books you're taking with you. So the island is stocked with some Edwards and Calvin and Luther. Mm. The Bible, of course, is there. Someone wanted Shakespeare, so of course Shakespeare is there. So in addition to some of those standards, what would be 5 books that you would take with you on your deserted island reading getaway?
Well, what I thought to do was to begin with 2 books that I was introduced to by R.C. Sproul.
It's a great place to start.
Yeah. So I was listening to R.C. teaching in one occasion, and he referred to one of the works by Jonathan Edwards, Charity and Its Fruits. And I picked up that book, and I began to read that exposition of Edwards of 1 Corinthians 13. And I just marvel with the way he describes the love of God that flows to us and that should flow through us to my neighbors, to those who are around me. And the beauty with which Edwards described that virtue, it is incredible. And then the last chapter on heaven.
Heaven is a world of love.
That's right.
What a great chapter.
Some people have said that it's probably the most beautiful chapter he ever wrote. And I'm not an expert on Edwards, but I have read some of his writings. And certainly, if I am in that deserted island, I would like to be thinking about that heaven when I'm going to.
That's a great choice.
It's a world of love.
So we've got Edwards, Charity and Its Fruits. That's a great first book.
Well, the other book that I was introduced to by Dr. Sproul is The Bondage of the Will by Luther, as you know, published in 1525. And the reason why I thought of that book, not only because of the introducer to my life, but also because if I am there, I would like to remember how dependent I am of the grace of God. My will is in bondage. Even if I am alone in a deserted island, my will is still in bondage. The worst enemy is still within me. Hmm. And I think it will be good for me to remember that I need the grace of God, and that grace will be there for me all the time. And also to remember, which is another point that Luther makes in this book, about the perspicuity of the scriptures.
Exactly right.
How clear the scriptures are. And therefore, the Bible is there, because you told me it wouldn't be there. then to know that even if I don't have any teacher around me or any of Dr. Sproul's books to help me, there is a clarity in the scriptures that I could make use of.
Yeah, we've made sure that we are all things to all people. So we have the Reformation Study Bible and we have the MacArthur Study Bible on this island. So what would be your third book?
Well, I thought about a book I read some time ago about holiness by J.C. Riley.
Yes.
And that book, it was important to me at that particular time, especially because I think a lot of people don't pay enough emphasis, I don't give enough emphasis to practical holiness, how I should live my daily life in view of God's holiness.
That's what we're called to do. That's be holy, right, as God is holy.
Amen. Right. Trying to honor the holiness of God, which is one of the driving forces of Dr. R.C. Sproul ministry. So, and one of the things that really impacted my life was really the emphasis and the way R.C. Makes that emphasis on the holiness of God. And I just love the way he defined that holiness. He says, holiness is the habit of agreeing with God's judgment. And I think that's just a great statement. And then he says, holiness is the only evidence that we have that of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is indwelling in us, then we should be sanctified day by day.
Well, we'll have to come back for another episode to catch the next 2 books.
Okay.
I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, here's a quote from a more contemporary figure, David Wells. David Wells told us there can be no theology worthy of the name that is not theology for the church. The church is the place where biblical knowledge must be learned, developed, and applied.